everybody. How you doing? It's Liz Black, and I have, I don't know how many weeks now, I have tried to sit down and talk with Bishop Paul S. Morton, and I have finally got him on the line. Bishop, welcome to the show.
I am just so honored to be on the Liz Black Show. That's all I could say. This
Thank
is awesome.
Thank you, Bishop. Thank you. You know, every time I've met you at all different events, you've always been so encouraging and just a blessing. You've always had something nice to say, regardless if you had music out or what was going on in your life. You just always had an encouraging word.
Oh, I just think that's the way we're supposed to be. You know, if God's been good to us, I mean, treat people like you want to be treated. And that's just the way I just believe we ought to be.
Amen. And I do appreciate that. We're going to get into the single, but first, I do want to talk to you about what's going on in Baton Rouge right now. I know you have a word of encouragement for those that may be listening in that are dealing with the devastation there right now.
Yes, and we are just continuing to pray, and of course it's about 60-some miles away from New Orleans, but we all feel it, and of course I've been dealing with the pastors and the people as it relates to what's going on and what we can do to help, and the main thing that we can do across the country is just continue to pray and give our support any kind of way that we can, but we're in this together. If anybody knows how to get through a storm, I do, because I'm still standing, and I know losing everything can be devastating, but if you trust God, He can restore, and I am a living witness. He will restore.
Amen. Amen. And for those of you just tuning in, I am sitting with Bishop Paul S. Morton. We know your songs, Be Blessed, Let It Rain, Best Days Yet, Cry Your Last Tear, as you said, Still Standing. Those are just to name a few. And you know, when you sit back and think about Bishop Paul S. Morton, we do think about you bringing, you know, a message, but your catalog of music is large.
Well, God has been good. Thank God. Thank God people are being kind to me. If they really don't like me, keep fooling me. That they have been very supportive as it relates to my music, and that means so much. It really does.
I love that. You said they're fooling you. No, we genuinely have a love for you. This new single, I have been listening to it all morning. It's not the same as Cry Your Last Tear or Let It Rain. It's not a slow song, but Bishop, it's an upbeat song.
Yes, it is, and it was just so inspiring to me, you know, when I heard it. Derek Starks wrote it, wanted me to do it, and he said, you need to listen to this, and our producer, Trent Phillips, let me listen to it. I said, that's my kind of song, because I'd actually been preaching on angels, where the Bible talks about the warring angels that protect us, and in this day, there is so much going on, I mean, with diseases, with crime, with floods. We've got some angels that are watching over us, the warring angels that are protecting us as we trust God. So I could really feel it. We did it live in New Orleans, and it kind of had that little New Orleans flavor in the song. And so we was rocking to it. It was amazing.
Yeah, it is an amazing song. And I want to ask you, Bishop, I mean, this is a live single. Have you, did you enjoy doing live, or do you enjoy studio?
I really enjoyed doing live, because this was special to me, because this is actually my last solo project. I'm really reaching out now to help some of these new artists that are coming on, and I'm going to just do a song like on some of their projects. I'm not going to be producing the project, but just helping some people that just need that start and have somebody to help them. That's what I want to do. So this live recording was special to me, because, you know, after Hurricane Katrina, we're one church in two states, we're in Louisiana and Georgia, Atlanta and New Orleans. So we brought both choirs together, and they helped me do this last project together. That's why it was so exciting. The place was just lit up, packed. I mean, people everywhere, thousands of people that came to participate. So it was just amazing. I like doing studio, but this live one really, I mean, that was the way to close for me.
Bishop, wait a second. What do you mean your last solo project?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm still, as I say, I'm not giving up singing, but, you know, when you do one song on somebody else's project and another song on another project, it all end up the same. It's just with me focusing in on 12 songs. That's a whole lot. God's been good to me. I'm 66 years old. He's been faithful, and the favor of God has really been on my music. And so I just want to go out strong. I've always told people, you know, I don't want them to change keys for me on Let It Rain if I can't meet them. And I got to say, drop the key and say, it's time to stop, you know.
Bishop, you know, I never realized you have such a great sense of humor.
Whoa, go ahead. It's the truth, though. Whoa, hey.
So you're going to be helping other artists, and you're going to be doing a duet with them on their projects.
Right. Yes. Right. Yeah. Just slip in and do a, maybe it'd be a line or two on somebody else's song, but just helping others to really just give them that little boost.
Okay. Well, in the past, Bishop, when you were selecting songs, is it something that you just knew in your spirit right away when you read it, or did you have to go home and pray? Was it took a week? How long? You know, what was your process for picking a song?
Really a lot of prayer, and could I really feel it? I mean, because I like to tell a story in a song that's going to help people. You get beyond just trying to do a hit. I mean, when I minister, because that's what ministering is, it's meeting a need. I want to be able to meet a need as it relates to what people are going through. It's, you know, even as you mentioned, some of the songs are like cry your last tear. There's a period in your life you got to stop crying over that situation. Let that be the last tear over that situation. That, you know, every song should have a meaning to it, and I just wanted that to be a part of my brand, that whatever I put out, it was going to be what I felt, and what I felt would minister to somebody else. So we always took time. We get a lot of songs, a lot of requests to do some songs that people have done, but I'm really, really very, very careful how I handle it.
Wow, I can understand that. For those of you just tuning in, I know you recognize the voice. It's Bishop Paul S. Morton. He has a new single out entitled Watching Over Me. Now, Bishop, tell us, we have a few more minutes. Tell us now, when will the full project be out?
The full project is coming out at the end of September, so we're getting close. I'm telling you, every song, I put my all into this last project. I wanted to close out strong. People are going to be blessed. Stay tuned. Of course, you can download the single now on iTunes. Oh, but this whole project that is coming out, I promise you, I will tell you, if you don't like it, a refund, we'll give it to you, but I can't promise that. But I do know you're going to love every song. I do know that.
I do know that also, Bishop. And do you have the title of the CD? Did you pick that already?
Well, it's called Legacy because it's actually my legacy CD. We're leaving this as a gift for people so that they can remember me and, you know, my singing career. So that's why we're calling it Legacy, because I just believe we ought to leave a good legacy for somebody. That's why I want this last one to be right, because this is my last legacy of song that I'm leaving as a solo project. So that's why I'm really, really proud of it.
Wow. Well, we are looking forward to it. That's coming out the end of September. But those of you listening now, go out and get Watching Over Me. It's the newest single from Bishop Paul S. Morton. And Bishop, I just got to tell you, I love you. Thank you for all that you do. And, you know, you have an open door. Anytime there's anything you want to talk about and get in touch with the listeners, please make sure you reach out to me.
I appreciate you. You're just the best of the best, and I want to let you know I appreciate you even taking time out just to allow me to do this. I don't take it lightly. I appreciate you so very, very, very much.
Oh, thank you, Bishop, and we appreciate you. And everyone, I need you to go out and get Watching Over Me, and then at the end of September, I'll be reminding you all we're going to get the CD Legacy, Bishop Paul S. Morton. Thank you so much, Bishop. I love you.
Thank you, Liz Black. You keep up the great work. Love you. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
I got me some angels watching over me.